So last night, MasterChef Canada, we lost another contestant. Kagan Donnelly is joining us. Kagan, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I mean, I guess I should say we lost me again.
Again, yes. Yes. So what's the difference between the first time and the second time? Was it any easier or was it actually harder the second time being eliminated?
I think the second time was actually easier in a weird sense because I was just so happy to have gotten the opportunity to come back that, you know, I obviously wanted to make it all the way, but I was just still in that kind of grateful phase that it was okay.
This time around, you got to actually be the leader of a team too in the first challenge. Do you prefer that? Because eventually you kind of handed it over to Becky. So which did you find better, leading, or would you rather just be told what to do in the kitchen?
I would rather be told what to do, to be honest. You know, I'm a little bit kind of all over the place at times. It's hard to keep my focus, and I like somebody being like, make steaks and just make steaks, and I find that very helpful.
Right.
Especially when you're cooking for, you know, dozens of people.
So how daunting was it cooking in Claudio's restaurant for his customers and clients?
You feel like somebody's letting you babysit and don't want to mess it up.
When you got eliminated, it was again on a baking challenge, and you said in the episode that you hate baking, and I guess, do you hate it more now and it's at the point where you're like, never again, or do you have to go back and prove to yourself you can do it now and you've been focusing on that?
I keep telling myself that I need to prove myself when it comes to baking, but I still haven't done any baking. One of these days, I'm going to do a week of baking, but it just hasn't happened yet.
So what's next for you? What are you doing now?
I've got a CTV Live appearance this morning. It'll be my first time doing a cooking demo. I'm doing some styling stuff on my own Instagram, trying to show off some of my plating, and then I'll just kind of see what's next. So I see what comes my way.
If someone's watching the show and they're like, oh, I wish I could just do something more than like baked chicken in the oven with some barbecue sauce, what would you suggest to them?
If you wonder why restaurant food tastes so good, they use a lot more salt than we use at home. So add a little more salt and it'll taste a ton better. And then other than that, like, if you want to make your food look a little more elevated, just stack it on top of itself. Get some height in the plating, and that always seems to make it look a little nicer.
So literal elevation.
Literally elevate your food. Correct.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you taking some time today, Kagan. Good luck on the live television appearance as well.
Oh, thank you so much.